Hello, this is Jenny.
And this is Philip.
And this is Tokyo Adventures Podcast, the first episode of
2021.
Yay! Woohoo! Happy New Year's,
Happy
everyone.
Happy New Year.
What did you guys do for New Year's Eve? Oh, New Year's Eve. New Year's.
New Year's.
Sorry. Well, I guess it is New Year's Eve. Because you kind of celebrate on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, New Year's and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We spent our New Year's and New Year's Eve just chilling at home. Couldn't go out this year. Just trying to stay safe.
Yeah, try to stay indoors.
Yeah.
We watched some Twitch streaming.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched another podcast that that I recently found called The Combini Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually trying to get familiar with more of the podcasts, English-speaking podcast here in the Japan space. So
yeah, there's
a
cool little community.
Yeah, there's more than I thought there was, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Combini Boys is fun. They're two guys here. I think they're both based in Japan.
I think so.
I think so.
They both live here.
Yeah, and they basically hold, what do you call them? Like, not
challenges, competitions.
Competitions between different items from different combinis.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And then after we watched an episode of that, we watched a live stream of the Paper Pat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a TikTok fan like we are, he's really big for Japan here, the Paper Pat.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. So we watched that into the new year. We actually watched that as the clock struck 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we were doing.
We went out on our balcony. And...
Yep. We went out. Well, I had hoped they might do some fireworks or something.
Yeah, I didn't see any fireworks.
There was nothing. It was completely silent, which was surprising. So that was our New Year's, but feel free to share your New Year's with us. We'd love to hear from you. We had thought maybe 2021 would start on a good note, given how crappy that 2020 has been.
Yeah, 2020, it's a low bar to be better than that year.
Yeah.
This year has got to be better.
Right. However, I have a story to share with you all today.
Oh, yes. She's been saving this, and she has not told me yet.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard this either, and I'm really excited to hear because what I have heard sounds crazy.
Yeah, so this is the start of 2021.
So what is this? Momo's
big So this is
big
Momo's
adventure.
Big adventure. And this literally happened today. So I wanted to share it with you all because it was absolutely insane. And like Phil said, I saved it so I could get his true raw reaction to everything that happened.
I was working today.
Yeah, Phil,
and I was in a whole bunch of meetings.
Phil was at work. And so I had to obviously take, well, I'll get started with the story. Okay. So to start with, Momo is our cat. He's our boy cat. He's awesome, amazing.
Little love machine.
He is.
He's super lovey. Right now he's snoozing next to us.
Thank goodness, because sometimes it's hard to get these things started when the cats are meowing. Thankfully, he has had a long day, so he is sleeping in his bowl next to us.
He's all curled up in a ball in his bowl. He's tucked in.
So Momo has somewhat of a chronic issue with his gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not quite sure. We're still trying to narrow down what's going on. We're trying to control that with food.
Right.
So changing his diet to help possibly solve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months back, we had his blood drawn. And we knew that he was having issues from our vet back in the U.S.
Right.
And so we had his blood drawn here to kind of see what was going on. And we figured out that he just has a gallbladder that doesn't function properly.
Mm-hmm.
So we were supposed to come back a few months later and have his blood drawn again after trying a prescription food that the vet recommended.
Right. It was a low-fat food. Is that right?
Yeah. It has to be...
High protein content?
No. It's purely just based on fat. Like,
okay.
The fat content has to be 10% or less.
Gotcha.
Hoping that it'll make the gallbladder function better.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they have been on this food for probably like 6 months now. It's been a while, and it's only because of the pandemic we didn't go back sooner.
Yeah.
But we might be going into a second lockdown, so I just wanted to get it done before.
Right.
So
the new food.
Well, I want to talk about the food later at another point in the story.
The food comes at a cost.
So Mowgli has this issue. I'm going back today to get the blood drawn again to see if the food has made any difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the purpose of
this.
So we have these backpack bags.
They're like cat carrier backpacks.
Cat carrier backpacks. And we originally got these because, you know, natural disasters are a thing that can happen here.
Right.
And so we thought that would be the most efficient way to carry the cats around.
Yeah, in case you can throw them on your back. You can run out the door.
Yeah. And we have like little emergency food supplies and little pockets on the side. It's awesome. Highly recommend doing that. So I got up early and I got Momo ready. Told him like, hey, it's going to be a vet day.
Oh, boy.
And so he reluctantly went in his backpack and I put him on my back and we went on our way.
Off to start the big adventure.
Off to the vet. Little did he know. So our vet is about 40 minutes away and it takes two trains to get there. And so
that's a good amount of train rides for a cat.
It is. Yeah. He's a good boy too. Like
he is.
When you very first put him in there, he'll meow a few times. And then once you start walking, he's interested in what's going on around him. So he just kind of chills. And then when we got on the train, he was really relaxed. Everything was good. No issues. Walked to the vet, very little meows. And we get there and we're in the waiting room. Thankfully, there is no one else in the waiting room. So we get in right away. And we go in there and she looks him over, checks his ears and all that. And then she does the blood draw.
Everything's good.
Yeah, everything's good. And he was such a good boy, too. Like, he got his temperature in his butt. And I'm just
petting. They don't like that.
Well, he was chill today.
Wow.
Like, I was petting him, giving him love. And he was purring while he was getting his temperature checked. And the vet was like, oh, he's so sweet. And then he turned around and looked at her and, like, gave her a little nudge on her hand. He's like, oh, he's such a good boy. And
then head nudge.
Yeah. And then I stepped out and while she was doing the blood test. And so I came back in and she's like, he didn't even move. He was such a good boy. Like, we never have cats that are this good. Because Momo was really chill.
Right.
So they went ahead and put him back in the bag. And then I paid. And I'm like, cool. The worst is over. Except it wasn't.
It's only begun.
So we're heading back. I got on the first train. No problem. Got down. And I've been trying to take all the, like, elevators and escalators.
Oh, yeah. Instead of taking the stairs.
Yeah, because it's less movement to try to, like, keep them calm and everything. Yeah,
if you imagine a cat in a backpack going upstairs, it's like bump, bump, bump.
Yeah. Bump. So I just try to be nice.
Yeah.
And so we get to the platform of the first train. And I'm like, cool. We're almost home. We're almost there.
He's doing good.
Yeah. And then, as I was walking before the gates, I bought a green tea.
Oh, okay.
So as I walked through the gates, got a green tea, sitting on the platform. We have 15 minutes until the train comes, which sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. Green tea is awesome here.
You can get a little, it's to-go one, not like a hot green tea.
No, yeah, it's just like a cold bottled green tea. Yeah, it's like great. A
cold bottle.
Anyway, so I set the green tea down, and I'm just going to, like, take him off my back because we're going to be here for 15 minutes.
Right.
And there's no seating. So I just wanted to, like, set him out so he could look and I could make sure he was doing okay.
Right.
And when I set him down on this water fountain ledge, I am assaulted by a smell.
Oh, no.
And this is the thing where the food comes in.
Oh.
It is absolutely terrible. So this new prescription food, for some reason, makes the cat's poop smell so bad.
It's really bad.
It is chemical warfare in our house.
And it's the worst timing, too. Like, if someone comes into the house, like, for inspection or something, or we just get home.
Yeah, and I'm kind of honestly afraid to have people over because at any moment they will unleash that, and it permeates the entire house. And it's Nova so gets strong.
Super excited. She's like, "Oh, you're home! Time to go take a dump."
Yep.
And it just and then blows whole up the house.
Stinks.
Oh, it's so bad.
And we never had this problem because they were on a really nice cat food before this, like a really high end brand here called Ronnie.
Right.
And they loved it, but
all of the food have been not nearly as bad as this.
Yeah, so this is awful. So this is one of the reasons we were actually going back to have his blood tested, because we're like, if it's not making any difference,
let's get him off this food,
because it is awful.
So you're, okay, so, so you're
I'm,
there
I'm sitting at, waiting for the train to come, and I smell it. He has pooped in his cage, his little backpack.
It's a small backpack, too.
And it's small, so I know that he is just walking around in it.
Oh,
and so
geez.
I unzip it, and I look in, and he is actively pooping. He's in the squat position pooping, and I'm like, oh no.
Mom, oh no.
So, okay, I zip up the bag, and I'm like, oh, I know there was a restroom just right before you walk down the stairs to get to the waiting area.
The platform.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I need to run. And so I leave my green tea right there on the water fountain.
Okay.
And I'm like, don't even think about it. I just leave it there. And so I run back up the stairs because there's no escalator up. So I'm running and I'm like holding the bag, right?
Right.
Holding it out in front of me.
Oh, I'm sure it smells.
And Mowgli's meowing. And everyone is looking at me. I'm running up and I go in the bathroom. And there's a guy in there cleaning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like they're already in there cleaning. Oh, geez. I'm like, oh, no. So I go in the stall, and thankfully they had one open that was like a mom's stall. So they had a counter space.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I I close the door to the bathroom stall, and I let Mowgli out just because I need to clean up what's in there, because there's no way I can get on the train because the smell is horrendous.
Oh,
and this is early morning, so everyone is on there. And if I walked on there, it would literally permeate the entire train.
That would be so embarrassing.
Right. And I was like, I'm not going to die of embarrassment today. Not for this. So I let him out and I'm hoping I can clean it up. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's not that bad. He just pooped. And he gets out and he's covered in poop.
Oh no, gross.
It's all over his back feet, all over his legs, all over his tail, all over his butt. He's covered in poop. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm
like, it's just like those nightmare little videos, you know, of the babies that are like covered in poop.
Poop and they everywhere.
Like cover the walls.
Yeah. This is basically
that's the vision I have.
And so I set the carrier on the ledge, and I'm like, okay, I just got to clean this up. Thankfully, because of Rona, we have hand sanitizer.
Yay.
And so I just took toilet paper and hand sanitizer and just wiped it all down. I'm like, okay, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And I know that the train is coming in 15 minutes, so I had to do this all in 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh, so you're going pretty fast.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Right.
And so I clean it up, and it smells pretty strong of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'll let this air out while I clean up Momo.
Okay.
And so it's sitting up there airing out, and I'm just looking at Momo, and he's just covered in poop.
Oh, poor
so
Momo.
So I grab the toilet paper, and I'm just wiping his tail off and his butt, and it's like he's like, he's crying really loudly, and there's people in the bathroom. And
oh,
then
geez, they're probably wondering what's going on.
Exactly.
In there.
Yeah. And then there's a guy cleaning,
uh-huh.
and the cat's screaming, and there's poop smell everywhere. They probably thought I was like murdering Momo. And I was in there for like 10 minutes cleaning up.
Jeez.
And he got poop all over the floor, of course.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
So after I cleaned the bag.
The poor cleaning guy.
And after I cleaned him, I put him back in the bag. And then I cleaned up the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was nice. I'm not going to do that. You
that's,
know me.
That's doing your civil duty right there.
Right. So I'm like, okay, we've done it. 3 minutes until the train gets here. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. So I put Mowgli back on my bag. I go wash my hands thoroughly.
Okay.
And then I get back on the platform. And so we've got 1 minute till the train comes. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, moving. And I'm like, oh no, I smell it again. Like, is it just him? And so I set the bag down and I open it up and he pooped again.
Oh no.
He pooped
twice?
A second time. Yes.
And wow, that's so unusual.
And so I because I opened it, he was like trying to smash his head out.
He's trying to get out.
Right.
Yeah.
And
get me out of here.
And then so I'm trying to smash him in there and he's covered in poop again. And then there's people standing next to me watching this whole thing happen.
Oh, jeez. They're probably staring at us anyways.
Right. I'm like a pink-haired girl with a weird bag, and it's the cat's meowing. And so I'm like, I can't go back. I don't want to miss the train. I'm just going to have to, like, take.
So you just, you toughed it up.
I gotta take the L. Yeah, I gotta take the L and
take the loss.
And so I got on the train and I set him. I didn't carry him on my bag because I didn't want the smell to be at human level.
Uh-huh.
I put him on the ground.
Right. Keep it low. Keep like a low, keep toxic low. Cloud.
Of course, I kept him safe and made sure he could see what was going on.
So was he meowing at this point? Was he upset?
The only time he was really meowing was when he was in the bathroom.
Huh. So he's just quiet during all this.
He was mostly quiet.
SBD.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I get on the train. I'm like, okay, all I got to do is survive this train. You got to survive.
Uh-huh.
Everyone can smell it. I know they can smell
it.
Oh,
jeez. Were people looking at you at this point?
I didn't look at anyone. I was too embarrassed. I was too embarrassed because I know it's either like they're thinking, oh, she smells like poop.
Yeah.
Because not everyone knows the cat's in there. All they see is this bag,
right?
They don't
necessarily know it's a cat backpack.
Right. And so I get off that train. Thankfully, it was only one stop.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's not too bad.
Right. And so I get on to the next train. I'm like, or I'm waiting on the platform for the next train. It's a transfer. And I pick him up. And all of a sudden, liquid starts coming out.
Oh, no. He peed in there too?
He peed in there. And I'm like holding the bag and there's pee pouring out of it. And I'm like,
what do you do?
Can this get any worse? And so I can't hold him near me.
Yeah, you can't put him on your back.
Oh, I can't put him on my back and I can't hold the carrier near me because it's like dripping pee everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
So now I'm holding the backpack, which is substantial. It's like the size of a box, basically. Out in front of me, which is hard to do because Mowgli is a little bit heavy.
Right.
And so I look like this weirdo that's holding a bag.
Away from your body.
Away from my body.
Definitely not suspicious.
Everyone was staring at me. There was this couple that walked by and they were staring so hard at me and they kept looking back and they kept looking back. And I'm like, I know that there are a few people who think I'm holding some kind of like bomb or something to bring onto the train.
And then
train.
When they get close, you start smelling funky.
They start smelling like poop. So
oh,
I like
always so bad and too. It's not just normal.
No, it's not normal cat poop smell. It is. It's another level.
It's just toxic.
It is Oni level. So I kind of tilt the bag and I like pour out the rest of the pee.
Oh my
god! It's not a lot, but it's enough that it's like if I get this near me, I'm going to get covered in pee.
Uh-huh.
And thankfully, the train that I got on next, because the one I had been on was full, because it was morning. It was the rush of people. So there's a lot of people. And the next train I got on was an empty train.
Okay.
So thankfully.
Oh, that's good.
It was like a blessing.
Yeah.
Because I sat over in the furthest corner.
You could have had a packed train full of people.
I got lucky and I sat in the furthest corner. No one sits by me because I'm a foreigner.
Right.
Yeah. The life. So I was grateful for that today.
Uh-huh.
And then I had one more transfer and then that was also empty. And then we made it home. I can't believe it.
Wow.
So he pooped twice and peed on me. And I probably look like a sketchy bomber to some people. I was really worried someone was going to be like, hey, can you go check on her to make sure she's not like.
There's this weird lady. She smells like poop and she's holding this suspicious bag.
Out in front of her, away from her body.
So, and she's a foreigner.
Yeah. So I bring Momo home and I had been texting Philip. I'm like, Philip, some stuff's going down.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the meeting.
He's in
getting
a meeting.
These texts saying like, Mowgli pooped.
And so I get home and Phil's like, hey, welcome back. Are you okay? And I'm just like saying nothing. Because at this point, I'm so stressed. I got a headache. I hadn't eaten this morning because I thought this was going to be a quick trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't eaten and I was hangry and I was stressed. And so I just set Mowgli down,
mm-hmm.
Still in his backpack, and I go wash my hands.
Yep.
And I take off my jacket.
Uh-huh.
And I just... You move him over to the bathroom.
Yeah, I took him into the bathroom in the shower area.
The shower area, which is enclosed, which is perfect.
Right.
Because he has to have a bath.
I knew if he pooped, he's probably covered.
He's covered, covered in poop. So I immediately had to roll up my sleeves and give him a bath.
And I had a meeting starting like in 2 minutes when she got home.
Yeah, and he's like, do you need any help? I'm like, I got it. Just go do your meeting. I was like, just grumpy. I didn't want to say anything because I knew I was going to be mean. So I get in there and I'm just cleaning up Mowgli. And thankfully he was... he was good. He took it like
he
a champ.
He handles baths pretty well.
He's such a chill dude, which is great.
Yep.
So when I'm giving him a bath, I'm like comforting him because I know he's had a crappy day. and I calm down. I'm like, okay, you didn't do this on purpose. We made it back alive. Everything's okay.
You two talked it out, basically.
We did. We had a moment, and I calmed down. And so he had his bath. I tried to dry him, and he ran away because he's mad at me.
Oh, I'm sure he was emotionally distraught.
And then I have to, like, scrub the bag clean. Like, double scrub it.
Yeah.
It was so nasty. Because we obviously are going to use this bag again in the future.
Right.
And so the bag's clean. It's drying. Mowgli's cleaning himself off. And Nova's pissed. Nova's our other cat.
Yeah. Anytime they ever go to the vet or they basically go outside the house, the other cat is suspicious.
Yeah.
And they start like...
Whichever other cat did not go is usually pretty mad. Mowgli's not as bad.
Yeah. But Nova's just like, who are you? I don't know you.
Nova hates you. Like, you were dead to her.
You're dead to me. Right. She's just... You're a goner. If Nova catches you, like, leaving the house, you're suspicious.
Yep. She gave him one sniff, and she's like,
nope.
Hissing, ran away, and she's been under the couch since we got home.
Uh-huh.
She hates everyone.
And Mowgli's so friendly. He's like, hey, you want to play? And she's like, no, go away.
So that is how my 2021 has started. Now Mowgli
is
clean, and he's dry, and he's snug, and
he got his
bowl.
First bath for the new year.
He has not had a bath, because typically you don't give a cat a bath.
Right. Maybe like once.
Once a year, maybe. Yeah. Unless he gets into something. Mm-hmm. So he is clean.
They're indoor cats.
And warm. Yeah, they never leave. And snug in his bowl after his adventure today.
That was dramatic.
It was such a day, man. Oh my gosh.
Momo, are you pooped?
He is pooped.
Yep.
In all the ways possible. So yeah, that is Momo's big adventure. And that's going to be, I think, it for this episode. This was purely just an episode to share this hilarious
the fun story.
Yeah, because adventures are big and small. And this is just one of the small,
this is one of those
hilarious
everyday little things.
Adventures here in our Tokyo life. If you have any fun, weird, poopy
random stories,
animal stories, I would love to hear
your
animal stories. I will read them on the podcast.
Never get enough.
I love it. And then if you have any cool New Year's things, like we said at the top, I'd love to hear what New Year's is like in your country, how you celebrated. Feel free to send pictures. We love to see you guys in person, since this is a audio way
podcast
of talking to people. A podcast,
yep.
One might say. Send it all to us at tokyoadventurespodcast@gmail.com. is that right? I might be wrong. I'll have all of the information in the details of this episode so you can contact us. And I guess that's gonna be it. Again, happy New Year's, everyone. I hope your 2021 is amazing, or at least better than 2020.
Yes.
All right. See you guys next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.